Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quinn and Jack Goof Off. Darren is here too.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
Welcome to the podcast, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
We are back once again.
We're back once again.
Me, Darren, and the Dream Team.
This will be a nice half an hour podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are talking about college.
Yes, we were talking about college.
We were in a very in-depth conversation during fourth block college.
What do you guys have fourth block?
Chemistry. But we got done with all of our stuff, so we were just talking the whole...
Yeah.
Not the whole time, but like the last 30 minutes.
No, not even. Just like probably like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that.
Oh, so, okay.
You lose track of time when you're talking about something you like.
Dude, I love a good conversation.
Yes.
Hence why I love this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It's great.
I didn't know I could do that.
What are you guys talking about, though?
So we were talking about where we're going to go and how hype it would be for me, him, and Jackson to all go together.
In, like,
to college?
Yeah.
In, like, different colleges and, like,
and, like, where we would go.
And, like, we were talking about, like, the city that the college is in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just, like, majors and stuff like that.
What college are you looking at? What major are you looking at?
Like, architectural engineering.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. Specifically the engineering part of it.
Architecture?
Well, I don't know about engineering yet. Just I know architecture.
Something in the realm of
architecture. I was going to like job shadow Chris Wortman. See if I'm interested in engineering. But I haven't gotten to that yet.
Yeah.
So.
Quinlan, same question to you.
I don't know yet.
You don't know?
No. I'm sure I'll figure that out beforehand. Probably.
Even if you don't.
Yeah, even if I don't, I'll just go and figure it out there, I guess.
Yeah. That's true, too.
But yeah, we were talking about how hype it would be. Just three old buddies going to a college and just, like, having a blast.
Having a ball.
Yes. As some would say.
That loud old chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to switch a chair so I can rock in this one, because this one's...
Oh, yeah. If you want to, you can't.
I think I'm going to have to.
You're open to. Yeah.
I'm going to try my hardest to keep on the mic.
I don't think you can keep up, though. I don't think you can keep on the mic.
I believe.
I believe it. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you got space. You got space, man. You got space. There you go. There you go, fella.
Beautiful.
Perfect ending.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, and now it's quiet.
Yeah, now it's quiet to rock in a chair.
Yes.
Were you the kid that the teacher was always yelling at for rocking in your chair?
No, because I would do it discreetly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I would do it. Well, because, like, I just, like, go like this.
Like, yeah.
In fast bursts, and I stop.
You just, like, rock. Done.
Yes, because I don't sit here.
You knew that the teacher would be looking?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
That's, like, I would sometimes get in trouble for that because, like, I don't know why, but I would just get the urge to, like, just sit back on the back
mm-hmm.
two legs
mm-hmm.
just because I felt like it would be more comfortable. And I swear, as soon as I did it, the teacher, like, snapped their head over.
He's like, yeah. What are you doing, yeah.
You're
you
a
little
terrible
turd.
Human being. Yeah, you're not worthy of love, they say.
Yeah, I was just a nimble little cookie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? It's
yes.
like the gingerbread man.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. Story time. I was terrified of the gingerbread man. So, not really.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't really. Okay. I wasn't terrified of the gingerbread man, the mythological creature.
The mythological.
The gingerbread man.
God.
I wasn't terrified of the mythological god, the gingerbread man, the Greek mythology.
Yes.
God. No.
I feel like it'd be more Norse.
I was.
Yeah, probably.
I was scared. So in kindergarten, I was in Connett's kindergarten, the superior kindergarten.
No.
Yo, I was in Miss Gardner's kindergarten up in Deer Valley, Arizona.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's from out of state. He's worse.
Well, Con is better. But
no.
Nothing against either, but I was in Hoffman's,
and it was hype.
Yeah, nothing against either, but I was just in Connor's classroom, so it was better.
No, it's not.
It just happened to be better. Anywho,
we
went on this scavenger hunt where, and this is a story that anyone in my class would be like, ho, 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 remember when?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd make fun of me. And Annabelle, but you'll understand why later.
Okay, okay.
And so, the teacher, I think Mrs. Connett, set up this scavenger hunt type thing because it was the gingerbread man day or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember something like
that.
Yeah,
and she set up this scavenger hunt type thing, and it was like the gingerbread man made it into the school and set up these things for us to find. And I was like, and everyone was like, whoa. And I was like, you made it into the school. No. And I was like crying. And I think Annabelle Poppy was also crying. And we were just both like, no. I don't know why we were both so scared. We were like, the gingerbread man broke in.
He was coming for you next.
He's so afraid. I was so afraid. And so we both, everyone went off and did this like scavenger hunt. And
you like
Annabelle
made
and I
a
hid
military in, grade bunker.
Yeah. No, we sat in Annabelle's like great grandma used to work at the elementary school. Mm-hmm. So we just like sat in her office while everyone else went around and did a scavenger hunt, and we were just like crying the whole time.
Yeah, you're just scared that he's gonna come and find you.
We were scared that the gingerbread man was gonna kill us. I don't know why it was so scary.
Dude, I remember we played like a gingerbread man game in like music.
Did you really?
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
A gingerbread game?
Yeah, so like it was like,
was there a gingerbread man day? Was that a thing?
I feel like it was, but like it was like this little paper cardstock gingerbread guy.
Oh yeah.
Printed out or whatever. And somebody would hide it and somebody would be in the corner and have me search for it.
That was a choir.
It was in music. Because we didn't have choir back then.
Yeah, like music class.
We used to have that, but we would play like dog bone.
Yeah.
Same concept.
But like, you hide the gingerbread man, and then it's like hot or cold, basically. You whisper, gingerbread. And as they get closer, you get louder. And it's just one person.
Gingerbread!
Yes.
Gingerbread.
So, like, if you were that person searching for a gingerbread man, it was just like, you're, like, freaking out because everybody's yelling gingerbread at you.
Yeah. I feel like we had something, we had the similar thing, but it was the dog man, dog
it was
boy,
like,
where's your bone?
Doggy, where's your bone?
We did that.
Someone stole it from your home.
Oh, yes.
That's what I feel
if
like.
If you caught it, let him go.
My mom told me to pick the best one.
Oh, yeah.
But Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe always ends on, like, the second one if you're doing it between two.
Yeah.
I think. So there's no, just pick the second one.
Yeah. Or just pick something else.
Okay, if you are between two, I think it's going to land on Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Catch a Tiger by his toe, If You Holler, Let It Go. My mom told me to pick the very best one, and you are it, or
you are not it. Yeah.
So it's always
going to be the one.
Okay.
The one that you don't start on.
Well, yeah, but if you say not it, then it's the other one.
Then it's the other one that's not it, and then it's the one that is it. Did you ever play the, did you ever do the, Down by the banks of the hanky panky, where the bullfrog jumps from bank to banky, where the eat.
What'd you guys do in Arizona,
bro?
They
no,
didn't
my
have
kindergarten
water for the frog jumping.
No, actually,
you like
no.
What,
okay, so
the sand?
Did you have javelinas down there?
Yes, we did, and we had an actual school drill for if they broke in.
Really?
Because it was like an open campus school up to eighth grade. From kindergarten to eighth grade, all the buildings were like separated.
That sounds sick.
You had and a
there's
college
like three
campus
different,
of
three
elementary?
Different playgrounds.
Wait, how?
And then a
How big
giant
of a school?
Soccer
did you have a Chick-fil-A
it was
too?
It was a big school. Basically.
Oh my god.
No, but like in kindergarten?
Chick-fil-A in the middle school. Wait, how long were you in this school?
Up till first grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you remember, you wouldn't
Two
remember
years.
The Chick-fil-A.
No, I didn't get to participate.
I didn't get to indulge.
Yeah. But anyways, I kind of feel bad. I just remembered. So I had a best friend. His name was Nathan. Shout out Nathan.
Shout out Arizonian Nathan.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but
we
were so excited because kindergarten, first grade, there's only two classes you can be put in. There's two kindergartens, two first grades.
Okay.
But once it gets to second grade, there's like four.
Uh-huh. It's a big school, I assume.
It's a big school. So like me and my best friend were like, dude, if we didn't get in the same second grade, this is going to be so sad. But I had other, like, I was popular, guys.
Were you just like the fastest on the playground?
No, I was not actually.
Really?
But I was just like, I was just like so friendly. I don't know.
You just
like
crazy.
It was like,
yeah, didn't happen.
A ton of friends. But anyways, we were like so worried that we weren't going to be in the same second grade. But then we got in the same second grade, and then my family moved away.
And you left him.
And I didn't even tell him that we were moving because I didn't know. We moved over the summer.
You just like didn't show up.
Yeah.
He's like, where's my best friend? He probably thought you died. He's probably still looking for you.
Do you know where he is?
No.
Do you know his last name?
No.
Oh, you know his last
I just know his name's Nathan.
You're never going to find. We're never going to find Nathan.
Find Nathan now.
Anyways, in kindergarten, my teacher was kind of a jerk.
Oh. Really?
Like even the parents said that.
Why are you? For any elementary teacher.
If you don't like kids, why would you be a teacher?
If you if people don't describe you as sweet and nice, why are you teaching?
Yes, you should be in the high school and yelling at teenagers. Okay, that's what you should be doing.
The one thing I remember from kindergarten, besides playing on the just the playground, it was like kind of like the playground at the elementary
northeast
school.
Playground.
Yes.
No, but like the only thing I remember, we had to come up with our own math story problems. So I remember mine was, there are four birds sitting on a tree branch. A lumberjack comes and cuts down the tree. The four birds fly away. Now there are zero birds sitting on the tree branch.
You did that in kindergarten?
Yeah.
I did not know what a lumberjack was in kindergarten.
You didn't know what a lumberjack was?
Heck no, I was a stupid kindergarten.
What about the story of the gingerbread man?
Yeah, he's in there. Isn't he?
Yeah, there's a lumberjack.
I didn't know how to count till 100 till the end of kindergarten.
Really?
Yes, but I got really good at it.
At the end of the day, she would play a video on YouTube that just counted up to 1 trillion and back.
Trillion?
Yes. I didn't know how to do it.
You cannot count to 1 trillion.
Well, but I assume in integers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It would go 1 to 10.
100.
Well, but
then
it would go
by tens, and then it would get to 100, then it would go by hundreds. Then after it got to 1,000, it would go by thousands.
Okay.
We went to 1,000, I think.
But I counted to 400 when I was a kid, I remember.
But also, kindergarten was weird because you could choose to go in the morning and go up until lunch, then go home for lunch and just the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah?
You'd be home for the rest of the day. Or you could eat lunch and then go to kindergarten.
We halfway had that, but we had that with preschool. The way preschool worked here, you either were Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, I want to say.
Mine was all week.
And I went to, I don't know if it was, it was something like that. Mm-hmm. And there were different time options for it. Because I went to preschool 2 years in a row.
I never went to preschool.
Really?
I went to a daycare, and my daycare teacher hated me.
Yeah, I knew that. Speaking of, so kindergarten and also lumberjacks. You done playing with your mic there, fella?
Yeah.
He was adjusting.
We were... When we in kindergarten, we used to put on little plays. Did you ever put on little plays?
No,
We used to go watch little plays from the 7th and 8th grade kids. It was hype. Because we would all march down there in a line, and then 7th and 8th grade had all their own one act.
Really?
And I remember watching.
In Arizona?
In Arizona.
Wow. Well, a big school, I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was just so excited for those days.
Speaking of which, what? Everyone's walking in single file lines. Teachers just get so mad about the single file lines.
I know.
What's
it's got to be in name order, too.
Yeah. You have to be numerical order.
I felt so cool because I was always up in the front.
Oh, yeah, because you have B last name.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was the top dog, basically.
Yeah, I was near the back. Anywho, but so in kindergarten, we used to put on little plays based on nursery rhymes. And there's a picture out there somewhere of me with a little hat on because I was a troll in the Three Billy Goats Gruff.
I think you showed me that picture before.
That picture is somewhere. And we put on those plays. I feel like I remember parents coming in and watching them for some reason. Maybe it was just other classes. I don't know. But we would put on those plays, and the gingerbread man did not scare me then. I don't know. I don't know why. Because they put on
It was just the fact that he broke into the school.
Yeah.
I was like a... No, there's a fox in the gingerbread man. There's a wolf in Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
I was the wolf as well.
The fox and the wolf?
No, I was just the wolf. Oh. I was a troll, and I think I was the wolf. And then after last year's one-act play, we were doing stuff. We performed for the little kids. Mm-hmm. And then Mrs. Khan said, it reminds me of kindergarten when you would be a little performer there. And I was like,
Oh, thank you.
It made me so...
It gave you closure.
It gave me closure on my wide open...
On your acting career.
My kindergarten year that was so up for interpretation until that point. It really gave me closure on that.
Can I believe you were scared of the gingerbread man?
I know.
I bet it's because he broke in.
I bet it's because he broke in. Because they were the gingerbread man came in here and took the principal hostage.
Yeah. You're like, no, not Mr. Rodney.
No, not Mr. Rodney. That was on the thing.
No, I remember we had the Christmas elf. I guess.
We did that in second grade, too.
Well, yeah, we had the elf on the shelf, but we had this cup of marbles. And if we filled the car, we would have.
And he knocked over the marble.
Yes, we all hated him. We wanted to kill him. We were so, like, that was the closest.
He's causing mischief.
Yes, that was the closest to kindergartners revolting that it could have ever gotten. We were like, this guy has betrayed us. Like, if we caught him, we would have ripped him limb to limb, I swear.
We were so mad. If you were able to touch him without him losing his magic.
Yes. No, we would have touched him immediately and burned him. We were pissed. I don't know if we were that mad, but.
We had one in kindergarten. We named him Jingles.
Jingles.
Jingles. We've talked about this on the podcast, I feel like.
Dude,
it came up.
Yeah.
It came up on the podcast. And when we watched that one short film on the Elf on the Shelf where there's like five
different
elves.
There's like a whole, no, there's like a whole movie.
Yeah, it might have been a whole movie.
There's a whole movie.
Yeah, there was a whole movie and then like one lady touched the elf and then the elf like died.
There's a kid. There's a kid.
Yeah, one kid touched the elf. Elf dies and then goes to like Santa and is like, he touched me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
We have that movie.
He touched me. And then Santa's like, okay, you're not getting anything, right? Isn't that what happens?
Something like that. And then Santa's like, send the CIA.
Yeah.
Santa's like, send
assassinate him now.
Oh, wait, that's a different movie.
I just
is
remember,
it like with the two CIA elf agents?
No, it's I was.
It was like the
CIA
actual elf.
Was a joke.
No, but there's a movie like that.
There's a movie with CIA elves?
Yeah. No,
that's
not like
scared of elves.
They're like called something else. It's like Candy Cane something.
Oh, yeah. Candy Cane Killers.
Yeah, something like that. But no, my family has the actual Elf on the Shelf movie. Anyhow.
Question about elves. Mm-hmm. Do you think that elves are slaves?
No.
I don't know.
I was having a full debate with Roy on this.
I don't know. Like,
he was very passionate.
They're making stuff. Do you and think, I feel like they don't have any free will.
If you were an elf, do you think what would your department be?
Okay, well, coming from like a professional elf.
Yes.
Like
you
I
are
disappear.
A professional elf.
Yeah.
You're short.
Yep.
You disappear in the summer.
I would help.
Yeah.
I'd help. I'd make like big shoes for big kids.
Really? No,
big
that's elf. A different kind of elves.
No, but I'm a big elf.
You're a big elf?
I help all the impoverished kids.
No, because like in the elf movie. In an elf movie, it says there's like four different types. There's
it,
the Santa's elves.
It does not
elves.
Matter what elf movie you're talking about. This is opinion the, only.
The one with Will Ferrell.
Elf?
Elf. The elf movie.
Elf. Elf. Yes, the movie Elf.
It says there's four types. And I think that.
Really?
Yes.
What were the types?
The North Pole elves.
Oh.
The wood, the tree elves that bake cookies. And then the cobbler's elves that make shoes. It's only three types.
I think that the top. I think there, but like, what department would you be in? You know, like,
I'd be.
Oh,
would you
I guess.
Be, would you be? But I think the top rank of elves is the one. Well, there's probably like managers and stuff, but there's a right man hand of Santa for sure.
Yeah, like I'm sure there's like a surprise.
There's
got to
be a hierarchy.
I thought that was like Rudolph.
Rudolph?
No, he's probably
Rudolph
Santa's left hand man.
Yeah, he's the left hand.
He's
man.
The left hand.
Well, no, well, he's like a chauffeur.
Rudolph?
Yeah.
Rudolph doesn't deserve what he got.
Okay, buddy.
No, well, no, okay. He just has a genetic mutation. No,
have you ever seen the Rudolph movie?
That is
I
a
have.
Good movie.
Rudolph, it's a very good movie. Rudolph
he
has
got,
a genetic mutation. He saved one night. It was foggy one
okay,
night.
But
that is the most important
he,
night.
He earned his fame.
One
he
Christmas.
He earned his fame because he went
Christmas.
Through so much prosecution as a
go
child.
Down in history. I don't care about the prosecution you go through. You did one night. One Christmas well, worth of work.
Yeah, but
okay?
that's but
he
that's
does not
all
deserve
of Christmas.
More fame than Dasher, Dancer, Prancer,
okay,
Vixen,
but they're just
Comet
a bunch of
Cooper,
jerks with
Donnet,
black noses.
Donner, Vic, Mixon.
Blixen?
Blitzen.
Dixon?
Berkson. Berkshire Hathaway. Jim. I don't care about
no.
any
okay,
of Rudolph's things.
He earned it.
Rudolph
no,
didn't
he did.
Earn a single thing I,
okay,
in his life.
Okay, hear
he
me
got
out. Hear me out.
He's
a Nepo baby.
He didn't get to do reindeer games.
Baby.
His,
that is true.
His father used to work for Santa directly.
Who was
He's
his
a
father?
Nepo baby.
Who was his father?
I don't know.
Randall.
Like Blitzen?
Randall.
I'm not sure, but it was a joke. Randolph the reindeer.
Okay, but Rudolph did not get to do reindeer games because of his red nose.
That's true. He didn't get to do reindeer games. Why?
He got
what does that
segregated.
Mean? Why does
he
deserve?
He it's a segregation.
But
at
why
its
does
finest.
That mean he deserves to
because
have big fame and have a song written about him when Comet's been doing the work this entire
there,
time?
There is a song too.
The song's
hear
called.
Me, hear me out. Hear me out. He's looking out
no,
for all the groups
freaking
that
all the
are
other
undermined.
All up. The other reindeers are in like two other songs.
Name them.
Dancer.
Okay, no.
The song
Dancer. Okay,
Tiny
no.
Dancer.
What?
Rockin' Robin?
They're in Rudolph's song. They're in
yeah, they're in Rudolph's
run,
song.
Run, Rudolph,
but
run.
But if there's a run,
Run, I don't know.
No,
is it
but
run, Rudolph.
Run, Rudolph.
What they didn't, those other stupid reindeer, they didn't save a Christmas. Rudolph, they were just doing what they're supposed to do.
But everybody's exactly. included in the songs. He's just like, he's like the head. He's like the leader of the boy band.
That doesn't mean anything. If there's a song called Darren Babcock, and in the song it's like, oh, there's Darren Babcock, and we don't like Quinlan Mosier. That's like,
oh, Quinlan's in the song. He gets recognition too.
No. That's not how that works,
bro. But it's
bro.
Just like he's the leader.
I'm going to sit back down.
He's
I'm
like not. The leader of their little boy band cult.
He's the leader because he led one night?
Yes, he has a bright nose. He's the headlight.
It was
he's the
most, headlight It was the once. Most important. It was okay, the most important now he's night the headlight that he saved.
From now on.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Tonight. What? No other nights was he
But
needed.
Jack, what happened if he did not? Guide that sleigh that night.
Okay, I'm going to give credit where credit's due. I'm going to give yes. credit where credit's due. He saved that Christmas.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to diminish all of the work that the rest of the reindeer have put in.
When did Nobody's they save diminishing a Christmas,
them.
Jack?
They saved Christmas okay, every quit, single
no, they
year.
Didn't.
Calm down. I'm acknowledging.
They
I'm,
save
I
Christmas
where you're coming
every
from, Jack.
Single year.
No, they don't.
They continue to do it to this day.
Jack, no. I see where you're coming from.
I appreciate that.
But...
No.
Rudolph. My gosh. He's like, okay, so I would compare Santa's reindeer to like a dog sled team.
Yes.
If you do not have a dog sled, like I've actually researched this because I want to go dog sledding really bad because it's fun. If you do not have a leader for a dog sled team, mm-hmm. you will crash instantly.
Mm-hmm. Here, and also, this is like, okay, think of it, the NBA.
So, okay. LeBron James.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
He's the leader of the Lakers, but there are a lot more pieces, like Austin Reeves,
they
that
all
make
help.
Up the team.
They all help, but LeBron is
LeBron
the
is
center.
A terrible
he's
example.
What brings the team
LeBron
together.
LeBron is basically Rudolph.
Rudolph is the glue.
LeBron.
They're not diminishing any of the
Rudolph,
other reindeer.
Rudolph ain't even the GOAT.
Yes, he's got to be the GOAT. He's the... The other ones are just boring. They're all the same. He's got a genetic
but
mutation.
They
That's
do
sick.
Their job every single year.
Yeah, but okay, Jack.
So
hear me
does
out.
He. He Jack, leads them.
Jack.
Just because
Jack.
It's not foggy
it
out.
I don't think he's
Jack,
doing it today.
Jack.
He retired.
Jack.
No, he didn't.
Jack.
Quinlan.
Okay.
This is going to be so fun to edit.
Hear me out. Okay, so
just
they've
turn
all
it all down.
They've all done. They've all put in all the work, right? They've mm-hmm. all put in the same amount of work until...
I don't think that's true.
How is that not true?
Sorry.
Until that one night that
one
Rudolph
night.
Was super needed,
mm-hmm.
he stepped up and did what he had to do, so he has another achievement on top of everybody else.
I think... Say you're rising through the ranks of reindeer, right? Uh-huh. They go for years and years and years and years and years. Years and years and years, and they get higher and higher in the reindeer ranks of like the recognition that they deserve. And then Rudolph comes in here. I don't think that it should just go, oh, Rudolph did one night. He's up top.
He does what more than one night. He leads every night.
I don't think he does.
No, but
they didn't
Jack,
need him for thousands
goofy.
Of years.
But Jack, what would have they done if they didn't have him that one night?
That one night they would have died.
Yes.
And crashed.
See,
so
then they would all be dead.
That does, I would like to appreciate all pilots, not just Sully Sullenberger.
I think...
Stop. You know what I'm saying? Everyone who's...
I don't
a
know
Tom
who
Hanks fan understands
is.
What I'm saying. Everybody who understands the reference that I'm making just giggled really hard. I can confirm I'm going to get a text from my sisters, and they're going to say, Sully Sullenberger, skull emoji.
They better say that, or I'm going to be mad.
They're going to say that. Shout outs.
With,
I don't
with
know.
With a little laughing. Guy.
I just think yeah. I just think that Rudolph is more impressive.
I don't think... They have had years of achievements and talents, and they have used them for... thousands
but
of
Rudolph
years.
Has done the same but there was that one night that he was needed.
I don't believe he has done the same.
You think they just left him every year?
Yes.
Kicked him to the curb?
I think he retired.
Then they should have put
yeah,
him down
would
while
he
was
retire
at
off of one night when he's the youngest reindeer?
Because he's the youngest. Why do you think he deserves all of the recognition?
He saved the night.
One night.
And he still leads the sleigh.
He
just
still
because
leads
it's
the,
not foggy out doesn't mean
leads
you don't.
The sleigh, but that doesn't okay. mean he's saving every single night.
If you live in an area that doesn't get fog, that doesn't mean the car manufacturers don't put headlights on a car. You still put headlights on a car, even if you don't use them.
But I'm looking to appreciate the car
Nobody's
itself more
depreciating
than the headlights.
It. We're just saying that he's a valuable part of the team. Yes. He deserves recognition.
I think he is the most. I will agree
that he is a valuable part of the team, but I do not think he is more valuable than, say, Dasher or Dancer, who have been in the front of the pack for the entire time until Rudolph had to show up.
But he has something else that they don't have. Yes. He has the shining nose.
But they have the legs, the stamina.
He has that too.
He has the same. When they were inviting him into his Rudolph Ray Deer games, he was out grinding. He was on his mindset. He was in the freaking gym pumping iron.
I do not care how much work he is putting in. He is doing the same job and has been doing the same job for years.
Better, with something more. He's doing it with something more.
He doesn't have anything more to contribute after that night.
Yes,
you don't know if there's
going to
be another night like that.
What if there hasn't been? How do you know?
How do you know?
I know.
They didn't make another song. You don't know if there has been or has not
they
been.
They haven't had to make another song because there hasn't been.
Or they just reuse the same song.
I think Rudolph is probably some sort of like freelancer in here.
I doubt it.
No.
He's not there every single time.
Yes, he is.
In the movie, he was raised at the North Pole, and he has not left the North Pole.
How do you know that?
Because that's what it says in the movie.
He hasn't left? Is that what it says?
Yes.
Rudolph has been imprisoned in the North Pole
the entire time. It was in the extended version.
It says in the director's cut.
When you bought the movie, there was a manual that said that.
He got no royalties for this film.
Yes.
No, but why would he leave after becoming so famous?
I don't think he left.
Exactly.
I just think that he doesn't do his job because he's not needed.
Why would they kick him? Why would they kick him to the curb after he did? They have
a perfectly capable team of reindeers, managers, and coordinators.
Well, if they're going to leave him out, they might as well put him down while they're at it.
Seriously.
That's his one job, and they're not letting him do it. Just put him out of his misery. He has no purpose.
Think about the thousands of... Probably not thousands. That's probably an exaggeration. Uh-huh. But think about the hundreds of other reindeer who have trained their entire life to make it to
Rudolph
that point.
Rudolph trained,
Who trained their entire life to make it to that point, but didn't have a random genetic mutation to get them to the top. Think about that. Think about this. Why are you not defending these small little reindeer who are trying to do what they can do? Hear me out.
But that's like, okay, take the singing industry. Say there's all these amazing singers, but there's someone with perfect pitch. They're going to be above the other singers because mm-hmm. they have that thing above them.
But do you think if they have done the same amount of work as someone who has put in the hours and put in more effort and has done the job for longer and better, do you think that they deserve more recognition just for having that one inequality?
Well, if they are better than the other people, which I do believe he is, I think they should be recognized better.
Good,
it
we can agree.
Matter.
Okay. Rudolph, not the goat.
You can
no.
Okay.
No, we cannot. We cannot do that.
You can have two people that put in the same amount of work, but then after that point, what sets them apart is having more talent or
yes,
having more 100%. Skill.
But I am not
and
saying they put
Rudolph.
In the same amount of work. I am saying that Rudolph put in substantially less work than the rest of the other eight.
He was segregated and prosecuted.
They did it for thousands of years before Randolph.
Just because they're older than him.
Yeah, because they're older. They're more experienced.
Okay.
They're wiser.
Jack, would you rather have a 30-year-old making your house or a 98-year-old that's been working for 1,000 years?
But he is just as talented as he was.
No, he's gonna get low blood sugar and fall off and die. Let's be honest here.
Jack, you're like the people that say that they want to hire like people in the college age range, but then in the hiring note they want like 40 years experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
I no.
We can agree to disagree.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, we can.
How did we go from college to Rudolph?
I don't know, but I really appreciate it. This is a very interesting
podcast. We've talked like 20 minutes about Rudolph.
I still appreciate you as a human being.
I do too.
I respect your opinions. I'm not shaking your hand either, you stupid bum.
I'm not shaking your hand. We're on the same team. We can shake hands.
Yeah.
And now I shake your hand.
I'll shake you with my left hand because I disrespect
you. That's terrible. I'm going to sit down and shake your hand. Sit down, put on a hat, and then shake your hand.
Yeah, and break a mirror.
Yeah, break a mirror.
Walk under a
Exactly. You just stole my telephone. You're going to steal my gym card?
Yeah.
No, he's going to steal your phone in general.
Anywho, we're running out of time. So?
So?
I want to say thank you for arguing
today. Was this a good
today.
Podcast?
This is going to be one of the best podcasts, arguably. This is going to be the funniest podcast. Thank you for podcasting.
Yes, continue.
We still have like...
I want to read an outro. Thank you for listening to the Croft and Wire podcast. We really appreciate your continued support, not only the fun stuff that I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Wires on Facebook and Twitter, at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. If you want just me, if you want just Quinlan, just go to his house or something.
Yeah.
If you want Darren, he has Snapchat, I think.
You can go to his house, too.
Just go to Darren's house.
Just go to my house.
Quinlan, do you have a quote of the day?
Yes. Don't discredit people that have less experience.
I hate you so much.
No, just because I'm right and you're wrong.
Bye. Have a great time.
See you.
You have a good day.
You have a good day.
Bye.